Rollins over at Deep Ellum Live doing his talk and show. And the tour called Shock and Awe My Ass. Now, I like this title. This, to me, is much better than Toby Keith's Shock and Y'all tour, which made my skin crawl when I saw that.
Well, the reason I named it that was, you know, you got to come up with a name for these things, which I always detest, you know, but you got to do it so they can put something on the flyer or the ad mat. But I took a bit of exception with the way some of our generals were wording this stuff to the American people and the people of the world before we went into Iraq. And this shock and awe thing, if you want to call it that to your troops, I think it's okay. But when you're addressing civilians, you know, who are going to be listening the world over to every word you say, I think since we are talking about war, not a pro wrestling match, we should be more careful with words, considering days into this conflict, you know there's going to be steaming American corpses coming home to grieving parents and friends, family, and loved ones. So why do we need to kind of sell this thing to the American people like it's a sports package on DirecTV? Let's just be a bit more sober about this and not try and swagger. Let's leave that to the jocks and the rappers and, you know, the locker room.
Well, what kind of a show is it, man? Well, you know... Well, no, I don't know, man. Like, it sounds kind of a weird show. Well, it's not a show, a bunch of...
Now, I'd like to begin tonight with an opening announcement. Because of the FCC, I'm never sure of what it is I'm allowed to say.
A guy calls me up, see, and he says, Lenny, we want you to work this club up in San Francisco. This poor every I came here, yes? And we want you to... So we got a show, but we want to change. What kind of show you got? Well, you know. Well, no, I don't know. Well, it's, you know, it's not a show. It's a bunch of blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know if I can change all that, man.
820 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Big Dick, and this is the P1 Wild Ass Circus live tonight from Guys Night Out at Wizards, located at Spring Valley and 75 in Richardson. The P1 Poker Night, the first ever, is well underway. We've got that going on. That should be going on until at least the time we sign off, which will be 11 p.m. tonight. So still plenty of time for you to come out and join the Guys Night Out party here. Now, the P1 Wild Ass Circus is the show that invites P1s just like you to be a very important part of it in the way of a guest host. And that's exactly what the fellas did that are with me here tonight. They joined up once upon a time by going to theticket.com and clicking on the P1 Wild Ass Circus link, sending me an email, letting me know they wanted to be on the show, and we took it from there. Chad, Daryl, Sean, and Figs are all here as a result. We'd like you to do the same thing. So at your earliest opportunity, go to theticket.com and click on the P1 Wild Ass Circus link and join our ever-expanding extended family cast. All right. Before I get into what's going on the show tonight, a couple of notes about the Guys Night Out P1 Poker Night extravaganza going on out here at Wizards. Like I said, we're going to be here until at least 11. Now, the poker tournament is sold out. Turley, right? But I heard there was a 10 o'clock flight.
That's what I heard, too. I haven't had any details about that.
We need to confirm that. Before we go any further, we need to confirm that. Because I know they had more people that wanted to get in than were able to actually play. So the tournament's going on out here. Even if you're not in the tournament, you can register to win ticket prizes. We're giving away movie tickets, spa gift certificates for a one-month free membership to Blockbuster Online, a Star Power gift certificate, and much, much more. We have Dallas Desperados dancers out here. They're going to be out here until 9 o'clock. Notice how they instinctively smile. All you have to do is say Dallas Desperados dancers. You get the smile and the wave. See? All right. The other one's a little off for game. This one instinctively smile. The other one, let's work on that. Good to see you guys. The Dallas Desperados dancers will be out here until 9 o'clock. We're also collecting monetary donations for the survivors of the tsunami. You can come out and make your checks payable to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. So all that going on out here tonight, Guys Night Out at Wizards, I-75 in Spring Valley in Richardson. We will be out here broadcasting until 11 o'clock, out here hanging out with you well past that. Now on to what is coming up on the show tonight. At 8:50, if you missed our visit with professional poker player Phil Hellmuth last night, He was a very colorful cat, so much so that we spent a couple of segments with him. You'll have a chance to hear that at 8:50. Other than that, we're going to have a lot of fun out here at Guys Night Out. We have several P1s playing in the poker tournament. And when we come back, what we should probably do is get an update on how the P1s that you are familiar with, because they are regular guest hosts on the show, are actually doing in the poker tournament. See, this whole poker thing frightens me because I am remedial at math. I understand nothing about it. But it's intriguing at the same time, especially when I see so many people turn out for it. I think I'm missing out on a bandwagon, and I never like to see a bandwagon go by. I like to leap on them as they pass. Coming up next, let's see if we can get a little bit of a progress update on how some of our guys are doing. I would like to see the P1 WAC walk away with that $2,900 table that is the grand prize. More next coming up from Guys Night Out at Wizards in Richardson, I-75 in Spring Valley on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's a divisional playoff doubleheader this Sunday, beginning at noon with Vikings against the Eagles, followed by Colts-Pats on your exclusive home for Super Bowl 39. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1310, The Ticket. I'm Big Dick, and this is the P1 Wild Ass Circus, broadcasting live from Guys Night Out. It is our first ever P1 poker night at Wizards 75 and Spring Valley in Richardson. We're going until 11 o'clock on air. We'll be hanging out with you afterwards here as poker probably go till about 1 a.m. or so in our second flight that is underway. Our P1 guest hosts, Chad, Daryl, and Figs are here.
Hello.
As well as our good friend, Mr. Mix, from 2 Live Crew. Hello, Mix.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, my friend?
What's going on? How you doing, man?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Get his mic up a little bit, probably.
Yeah.
Mr. Mix is here. Now, of course, Mix is a mutual friend of myself and Dennis Hoff of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. That's how
right.
we were introduced. He came in and performed at my local bachelor party, as
That's
a matter
right.
of fact.
That's
yes.
right.
Brought down the house at Texas Showgirls, helped run the pimp contest, the
brought
pimp
back
and
some, brought back some great memories, too.
Yeah,
that was
yes.
awesome.
Yeah, Figs was there.
Oh, I loved it.
Figs was there. But Mix is in town working on a project, so he thought he would stop by. Now, Mix is into the hip-hop that all the kids are dancing to, but he is also a sports fan.
Yes,
so bring Mix on for this segment to discuss the reaction from Randy Moss to the $10,000 fine that he got slapped with by the NFL. Of course, Randy Moss bending over and pantomiming a moon Sunday at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. I believe back at the studio we have the actual double negative laden audio from Randy Moss reacting to his $10,000 fine. Let's listen.
Let's check it, Randy.
Only you win if you don't write checks.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Randy, were you upset about the fine?
Nah, because it ain't number 10 grand. What's 10 grand to me? It ain't next time I might shake my
Okay. Oh, man, Mix like that. That hit home with Mix. Now, Mix, is that, do you think that's right? If you're rich, you don't write checks?
No, I think he's just BSing the people. And,
yeah.
You know he got to write a check, you know what I mean? But I think at the same time, a lot of times when cats don't really have that kind of shine put on them all the time, especially with football because you got the helmets on. I mean, he's known for what he do on the field,
mm-hmm.
but everybody wants to get their, you know, 5 seconds of fame. You know, it's no telling he may be trying to put out a rap record like Ron Artest. You never
yeah,
know.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you do certain things to make people pay you attention because, you know, if you come on a regular show and do your thing, you're just basically talking about what you did on the field, this, that, and other. You're not really talking about your extracurricular because nobody's really totally interested in that. So if you do something that's going to make people say something to you, then you got the floor to be able to you know, hustle other
things.
Good point.
Would you maybe know a thing or two about that from your side?
Yeah, I would know a thing or two about that.
So what you're saying is maybe once upon a time you didn't necessarily mind a certain amount of negative publicity.
That's right. That's
because
right.
it yielded a return.
That's right.
Wasn't that album called Banned in the USA?
That's right.
That
There's no such thing as bad publicity. It's just publicity.
Right. Tell Michael Jackson that now these days.
Yeah.
He may have found the loan again.
He might need it. He might need it to be able to sell some more records. You never know.
Now, the thing that concerns me there about what Randy Moss is saying, just carrying cash, my concern is, speaking of yielding yielding dividends, that he's not really collecting any interest. His financial advisor should be fired immediately.
I wonder, is he just keeping it under the mattress or something? Or how?
Cookie he keeps jar. It in his pro. That's where he keeps it.
I really think that he's just talking just so we can be in there talking about that. There's no way in the world that he's walking around with 10 grand in his pocket and all of that, because I know cats from the hood and other cats that will cut him off to be able to empty his pocket. I already know that he's not doing that.
I'm thinking about doing it.
I'll tell you what, if that were me, because I'm always thinking about it, and I wish that I would have the opportunity to handle some of these kind of situations, because there's so much good shtick you could do with this, you know. I think if that were me, what I would say is, I would say, well, you know, $10,000, you wouldn't think that would be a lot to me. Unfortunately, I've invested all of my fortune in Amway. You know, so actually I'm not liquid whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on the bottom rung of the ladder.
Yeah, and I just don't know where this is going to come from. But I think you're exactly right. You know, when I saw that Sunday, I thought, but my first thought was, well, this is kind of more of the same from him. This really isn't an isolated incident. This is his bit. This is everything that he always does. And you're right. I mean, and if someone could guarantee me the amount of publicity that Randy Moss has gotten this last week, and it's going to cost me $10,000, for the sake of the show, I think I would be trying to, you know, sell my car or take out a loan or something to get it.
That's right.
Hey, Mix, I'm curious in your take on this, because with the whole Randy Moss thing and, you know, sometimes with Terrell Owens and other guys with the excessive celebration, some of the announcers get on them and they say that this is bad for the game. And then all of a sudden, the race card kind of creeps in. They've kind of talked about that a little bit. I was just wondering what your take on that was.
I don't really think the race card really comes into it. I mean, I think what happens is sometimes, like Joe Buck, he got in the heat of the moment of his personal opinion. But from what I understand, they say that when people go to Green Bay and they lose, they say that they get mooned leaving out of the stadium.
Yeah.
So I think it was just a slap in the face to the inner circle of people that's in Green Bay, but it was shown on a national audience, you know what I mean? So,
you know, the best way to probably take the wind out of Randy Moss's sails would
no
be
pun
for
intended,
everybody to just pull down their pants.
Right.
Because then you know what?
I'm ready.
Then you know what? He's just another ass.
Not now.
At that point, you see?
Oh,
because,
not now.
Well, okay, like we haven't crossed a barrier of nudity here tonight.
I think she's still up there.
Of course she's still here.
Drinking.
She's smoking her 20th cigarette.
Look at her. You can get change from her if you'd like, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, what was T-bar that about? Not to digress, but I saw T-Bar up there.
Yeah.
Like she's an ATM machine getting. I
wonder if he was asking for quarters.
I don't know. As far as on the Randy Moss incident, at least he pretended. Now, if he would have just took his pants down, now that would have
been something.
Now that would have really been something. I mean, at least he had the sense
not to
just do a full moon, because at least they're getting moon leaving out of there when the team loses the game. I didn't know that until yesterday.
Yeah, they were
yesterday.
Slamming ham up there in Green Bay.
Never mind.
Slamming ham.
Is that a hip-hop term?
Well, it's, you know, it's when you
You're
drive by.
You're making me look very white here, Biggs.
It's when you drive by
damage
a car
control.
And you stick your butt up against the window and
that's
boom,
what it
you
is.
Slam ham.
Oh.
Mr. Mix knows what I'm talking
well,
about.
I kind of understood where you was coming from, but that's the first time I heard the term. Big Dick, I want to compliment you on your Ticket Chicks, man.
Oh, yeah? You fan
of
Ticket Chicks?
Yeah, I'm feeling the Ticket Chicks, man.
Uh-huh. You own Ticket Chicks?
No, I'm friendly with some of them, and
I think
we have
had
them
the
out.
Ticket Chicks.
Well, Mix has noticed the Ticket Chicks. Which Ticket Chicks do we have on duty here?
They've left.
Well,
they removed their duty.
We're here.
Are you kidding me?
The show, I guess. They don't go to 11. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Eric,
come here.
Uh-oh.
Get
uh-oh.
Eric over here.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you had the whole rainbow up here, man.
Oh, jeez.
Give me
your headset here for St. Charlie. This is Eric, who is he's our promotions guy, coordinator. He is our
guru.
What's your official title?
Pimp of the Ticket Chicks.
That was it right
no,
there.
Official, please. Official title.
I'm sorry.
What does it say on your that brass placard on your desk? That nameplate. What's the official title?
Fired. No, promotions coordinator.
Promotions coordinator, and also you're in charge of handling ticket chicks.
Yes.
All right. Now, Eric,
I want that job.
Oh, jeez. We're on the air until.
Okay. Here's the whole catch, because I know you're saying you're on the air till 11, and they're not here. They're gonna. Normally, when you're on a regular remote, your remote goes from 8 to 11, and they're there.
Yes, it does.
Okay. The catch is here. We start at 4. For the hard, anytime the hard
Three.
Line's out, no, anytime the hard line's out,
okay.
the ticket chick shift is 4 to 7. They're not there for the first hour.
Why?
Because of the way their pay structure is.
Oh.
After 3 hours, then they get an additional...
Like overtime? Oh,
yeah.
You guys have conned them into working for a flat rate for 3 hours. That's what they do. Okay, I get it.
So
okay.
So basically, it's a three... They're, if they work 2 or 3 hours, they make the same amount. But anything over 3 is when they start getting into additional charges.
So, oh, okay. All right. Well,
we went 4 to 7, yeah. 7 to 10, and that's where you lose your last hour.
So this is what it's come to. Okay. I guess this is what we'll have to do. Next time we do one of these, let's sit down, let's work out a price, and I'll pay to have a ticket check hang around for the last hour of the remote.
Cash, though. Cash. No
yeah,
checks.
Under the table.
Cash.
We'll
yeah.
pool our money.
And I'll give you a kickback.
Yeah, well, I'll have 10 grand up here for you.
Maybe what we can do is next time.
I'm hanging with you.
Since we did 4 and 4.
Right.
Next time is what we'll do is we'll do 4 from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
We'll do 2 from 7 to 10 and 2 from 8 to 11.
I'm sensing minutiae.
So at the end, we're staggering them. That's right. We have 3 hour shifts, and then two of them stick around until 11.
I like that. And you know what? I won't even protest if you actually pull a technicality and saddle us with 2 of the 97 calendar girl ticket chicks. I'll even take that.
Wow. I don't even know if any of them are alive anymore.
I think a fair number of them are alive, probably in rehab, but who knows when they'll be getting out.
They might get out. Maybe Grego knows where they are.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Eric.
That's, they're under his bed.
Eric, too soon. Okay, too soon. Okay. Well, thank you for addressing that, Eric. I'm sorry. You know what? And I'm just a little bit bitter because tonight when I first walked in, this is the very first thing that happens to me when I walk in the door. There's Eric standing there with a Sharpie and an 8x10 color photo of me, which is a very nice stroke to the ego, wanting you to sign it until you look down and it says, P1 WAC, weeknights, 8 to 10.
Oh.
And if everybody will look at their watch, you'll see that it's not that I was supposed to go home 30 minutes ago and I just didn't know it. Said we're on to 11 now.
Yeah.
But thank you, Eric. Thank you very much. And
TV Tim's heading up our marketing department now.
Oh. Wow. Boy. Eric's just got the flamethrower.
He's going to be here all night.
This is after 10 p.m., Eric.
Did you say he's fired?
Everybody down.
Wow.
I got to tell you, Mix, this guy right over here was the absolute drunkest person at my wedding.
Oh.
Eric from promotion.
Well, why didn't he get married? You got a bride now, or you was trying to get another bride out there at the ranch, or what's going on?
I have no bride, and I wasn't looking out there.
I think what happened, Mix, was he ran out of money before he could propose, and then she wasn't interested.
Yeah. Spent it all at the bar.
All right, Eric. Well, thank you for addressing this matter on the air. I really appreciate that. And it's a very constructive solution.
We will take care of it next time.
Let's do that. Thank you, Eric. All right. Coming up next on the P1 Wild Ass Circus, controversy in Foxborough. Speaking of the NFL, let's stay on this NFL theme because you got the Colts and the Patriots matching up this weekend. But the Patriots have been playing a little fast and loose with ethics up there. We'll explain next on the P1 WAC on Sports Radio 1310, The Tick.
I am a Just Brakes customer for life.
Just Brakes has a very loyal following.